This radio show is treated as an open forum for discussion in which censorship of information and ideas is greatly discouraged. As such, different ideas, beliefs, and information is presented and discussed in ways some may find offensive. Our goal is to present sometimes obscure or sensitive information in a new and entertaining light, so that the minds of our listeners will be left engaged and enlightened. In short, please remember that these are our opinions. We do not take ourselves too seriously, so neither should you.
And hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight at Down at the Crossroads. I'm Sean Settles with Jake Bell, Mr. David Humphrey, Scott, Holly, and Michelle. Our producer is all in the house tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Going to have a really fun show. We're excited about it. Hope everybody's having a good night so far. Want to invite everybody to please check out our websites at SeanSellers.com, SouthernParanormalResearchers.org, and ChroniclesOfASupernaturalist.com. If you hadn't got a copy of our book, please go ahead and do so and let us know what you think about it. Also, if you pay a visit to our website, especially SeanSellers.com, sign our guest book and let us know what you think about everything. Special shout-outs to everybody out there. Rick, Marty, everybody, SPR, Mark, and Y102 and Rex on the radio. They've been promoting the big Halloween event we got coming up at Bonavista at the end of this month. We also, if you go to Y102.com, you can register to win an opportunity to go on an investigation with us that night. So it should be a lot of fun. Hump, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing great.
Are you good, man?
I'm excited. The donkeys are here tonight. The poles are up. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, wow. Get down. Jake, what are you? I know Jake's trying to work on things. You know, positivity is flowing everywhere tonight.
It's really positive.
Yes. Well, you know, you got to be positive sometimes.
Really, really positive.
Yeah, yeah.
How positive do you have to be?
It's so positive.
You see the rainbow.
Yes, there's big rainbow everywhere. I think we all should just say,
he's wearing a rainbow because he's wearing a rainbow shirt.
What?
Yeah.
You got a rainbow shirt on.
I do.
You're lime green. You're pretty.
I'm lime green.
You're as lime green as a Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
Skittles are delicious.
Skittles. Get down.
Positive. Skittles.
Hey, you know what? It's a lot of positivity.
I can't help it that y'all peed on y'all's cornflakes with each other. That y'all need to be happy. It's Wednesday night.
Let's be happy. You're the one that's screaming about a can at Bonavista.
I'm excited.
It ain't happening. Why do people get mad about something you can't control?
But here's the thing. Yes. Here's the thing. You got to run it diligently and have a business-minded. You got to be business-minded about these things. If you want to be professional and credible.
Yeah, let's talk about a donkey. It's hard to be taken professional and credible when you open a show. I've got my donkeys.
But you know the beauty about my donkeys? See, my donkeys have a following. That's why they listen to this show.
What?
Yes.
Donkeys have a following?
My donkeys have a following now.
Oh, get down.
And they're always pushing the radio show. Because when's the last time that you've gotten on Facebook and pushed anything, Jake?
You know, he don't, because that would be effort.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in between the time when I work on the DVD, the three books that I've been working on.
Oh, Jake.
The website that I update.
Oh,
the,
well, you know,
the radio show that I produce.
But see, that's the point. We all work. We all work. We all work continuously.
Some people can get on Facebook at work. If I could get on Facebook at work, I'd help you.
I love Facebook. I'm on it all the time.
You are on it all the time.
I mean, I'm on it all the time.
Michelle, what were you saying?
I'm just wondering if David's Donkeys have a Facebook page yet.
No, but I'm working on it because you know what? I may even come out with a new website for me called Donkeys. I may come out with a clothing line next year because you know what? My following for Donkeys for this radio show is popular. And you know what?
It's popular.
It's a place for all the jackasses to go.
That's right. that's the true meaning. If you can really read between the lines, you'll understand that little Daniel there and little Jack are cute little donkeys.
Wow.
Donkeys.
Donkeys.
Well, you know, as we've been, you know, bringing in the positivity and all that, we've been watching the X Factor. You know, I told everybody, you know, I like it a little bit better than American Idol. We also watch Ancient Aliens, and tonight, you know, they talked about Freemasons being aliens. That was really interesting. So, as you know,
yes.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of things pouring in. It's Halloween. It's the season for all the TV shows, everything else to kind of get popular and kind of get fired up. So, it's just that time of the year.
You think, like, when E.T. phoned home, that the first thing he said was, "Hey, brother."
Wow.
"I need a ride."
Wow. "Come get me, brother."
You're saying he looked like a E.T.?
Yeah, you said Freemasons are aliens.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bad sign when they call you and the first time your brother tells you, "Hey, brother," that normally means they fixed an ass or something.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like this week on Mondays, yeah, the first of the month, I get a phone call from Jake, and it wasn't like I normally get, "Hey." It was like,
"No, I said, hey, brother."
Yeah,
hey,
no, brother. No, that's what I normally get, "Hey." But what I got this time was, "Hey, brother." So I knew. I was like, "Yeah,
you want something.
Yeah, what do you need?" I mean, it's just a common occurrence. You know what's coming.
Yeah, my tire went flat. I don't do it all the time for stupid crap.
No, it's all right.
At least.
Yeah.
"Hey, bro."
At least I don't make you go get your kids' Easter presents.
Yeah. It's no tellings.
Wow.
Whatever that was.
Man, that's some crazy times.
"Hey, brother."
Man. But it's that time of year. We got a cool guest the second hour. Tell them who our guest is tonight, Jake.
It's Barbara Watkins. She's a supernatural thriller author. Wow. So we're going to be talking to her about her personal paranormal experiences, her supernatural thriller books, and authors and books and things that David doesn't read because he's illiterate.
I'm just not going to read a stupid book, man. I mean, why do I have to sit there and read the book?
Why are you so positive tonight, David? What has caused you to be so
negative?
He's going to
jump all over us for having a tiff, and then he's going to be just angry.
I mean, I can't help. I'm good. I can't. Hey, everybody, all smiles.
He's good, but why do I have to read a stupid book?
I mean, I don't want to read the book. I want to understand. You know what? Well, let's talk about ancient aliens.
Okay.
Let's talk about things that matter.
Let's talk about it, David. All
right. Let's talk about our guy from Apple dying.
Yeah, okay, we did get the news.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs died tonight. He had pancreatic cancer, I believe, for quite a while. So.
Sad.
I hate to hear that.
I wonder what all decide. What do you think is going to happen to the company?
Here goes one of my news stories.
Oh.
Go ahead and jump into your news, Day Late News.
Day Late News with Michelle Sellers. It's all day late.
Well, let's see my first story. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs dead at 56.
Wow.
Apple Inc. co-founder and former CEO Steve Jobs, counted among the greatest American CEOs of his generation, died on Wednesday at the age of 56 after a years-long and highly public battle with cancer and other health issues. Jobs' death was announced by Apple in a statement late on Wednesday.
And he quit, I think, 2 months previous. Well, not even 2 months, really. August 24th. He resigned as CEO and let Tim Cook take over, a guy that's an Auburn graduate, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. And man, he worked to the end.
He knew it was coming.
This wasn't one of those where he was like, "Yeah, I don't feel real well all the time, so I'm going to have to go. I'm dying, so I'm going to have to check out."
Peace.
He knew it was coming.
Yep. Yeah.
I hate to hear that. Michelle, what's your next one?
Stem cells created from cloned human embryos. Scientists for the first time have derived thriving colonies of embryonic stem cells from human embryos created using cloning technology. The accomplishment moves science closer to the long elusive goal of using SCNT, in which an adult cell is fused with an egg and activated to make an embryo to create stem cells that match patients. Scientists hope the cells could one day be used to treat or even cure diseases like diabetes and usher in an era of so-called regenerative medicine.
Diabetes.
Well, you know, stem cell is really a lot of hot topic debate, isn't it?
Yes. You know, David, that might be your cure for herpes skiphalophonies.
My Glock 40 to the chrome of your dome would be a cure, too. How about that?
Positive.
How about I send you a package in the mail?
Put it away unless it shoots rainbows right now.
Yeah. My gun shoots bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my God.
What was that? Is that Ricky Martin? I don't know what that is.
She bangs.
Wow, you know, I don't know what to do. I really want to get up right now, quietly take my headphones off, move the microphone over, so when I bump it, it makes noise. Jake, don't cut his eyes, so you won't hear me backhanding. Then I want to run as fast as I can and put my head to that wall.
Positivity, Sean.
Sean, be more positive.
You're already physically threatening me, and it's only 11 minutes in.
And you know, I have cleansed the house today. I am glad I've done that.
Yes.
If I hadn't cleansed the house, we'd all be in the middle of this floor just beating the hell out of each other right now.
Figure fours.
Yeah.
Somebody's got the crippler on somebody.
Scott's in the Ricky the Dragon steamboat off the fireplace.
Wow.
It's all going down right here.
Hump's on top of the cat. Cat's dead.
Yeah. We'll have to have a trial for the cat.
See, Hump goes right for
him. Yeah. She
leaves. Oh, man, that's good times.
No dog to exonerate you this time.
How do you feel about the stem cell research, Jake?
Stem cell, you know, it's one of those questions that you're going to get a lot of fundamental Christians and fundamental people upset due to them viewing it as like science moving into God's territory, because you harvest it off of basically embryonic cells. People view those as babies. So, you know, some people do. So, I think as a science, it could be very, very beneficial to humankind. And as long as you obtain what you need ethically, you know, you stick to your ethics, I see no problem with it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are going to have problems just based on those beliefs.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's why we aren't doing it in the U.S. right now. I don't believe we are in the U.S. right now.
No, we're not. Not that I know of.
Like Canada and places like that.
Yep. Michelle, you ready?
Yeah. Massachusetts official who performed bra trick resigned. The chairman of the Abingdon School Committee has resigned just days after performing a magic trick before a meeting shown live on cable television that made it appear as if he removed the bra from a fellow board member. Russell Fitzgerald said he resigned Monday after a weekend of reflection. He said after being met with stunned silence and embarrassment, that played a huge part in his decision. He also said that he's been on the board for 11 years and his term is almost up.
Wow.
Fitzgerald is an amateur magician who started meetings with a trick. Neither the subject of the September 27th bra trick nor his accomplice knew what was going to happen. Meanwhile, the school department is refusing to release the video of the incident.
Oh, no.
I bet it'll be on YouTube soon.
That's too good. Because it's just great. Like, you know, he does it and he's like, ta-da. And then everyone just looks at him.
Like, wow.
Just dead silence.
Like,
the
wow.
The hate's just palpable.
I know exactly how he feels, though.
Really?
That sounds like something you would do.
If you
knew magic.
I don't have to know magic to make that happen.
If you were Hump Angel.
Wow.
Hump's a magic man, right?
I'm the magic man.
Wow.
You know magic. That's nothing strange. You know, where was that news article from, Michelle?
Massachusetts.
How about this? Let's talk about in Alabama, school principal arrested
for
driving through police cars, causing a fight.
At the grown folks nightclub.
At the grown folks nightclub. The bouncers, I don't think, would let him in. He got mad.
Yeah,
he ran over some cars. The police come out. He ran over their cars. School principal, Alabama.
Is it just me, or does that sound like a David Humphrey and Tron Sellers night?
It does sound like one of our nights. We're at the grown folks nightclub. They wouldn't let us in.
So we tore it up.
Let me get this story on up. Here we go. Grown folks, blues, and more. That looks like a place y'all would frequent.
Yeah.
The principal.
The principal at Barber County High School is on administrative leave after an incident at an Opelika bar. Opelika police say they arrested Clarence McGee after he attempted to run from police and ended up ramming his Jeep into three police cars.
Not one, not two, three. But three.
Once is an accident. Three's on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, unless he was incredibly intoxicated. McGee, the principal at Barber County High School, was allegedly trying to gain entrance into the grown folks nightclub in Opelika, and the bouncers wouldn't let him into the club. When McGee became disruptive, the bouncers called the police. When Opelika police arrived on the scene to question him, McGee attempted to drive away and struck three police cars in the process, causing more than $7,500 worth of damage. There you go, Sean. Yes. You'll have that claim tomorrow.
I'm sure.
McGee faces several charges, including three federal criminal mischief charges. He has been released from jail but is on administrative leave from the Barber County School District. Think he'll go back to work?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I do too. You know what? He wasn't. They did not say one time he was drinking. He didn't get a DUI. Didn't say anything in the article about he was drunk.
It just is something you do when you're
drunk. He just got mad because they wouldn't let him in, so he ran over the cars.
There's people that'll do that sober.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being a high school principal, you probably would. I mean, it's a pretty high-stress job.
It's pretty stressful when you can't get in the grown folks nightclub for blues night.
I know.
I mean, wow.
It's a grown folks
party. But guys, it was on a Tuesday night. Really? Tuesday night?
So anyone pick
up? Hey, grown folks can party any day of the week.
Yeah, that's paranormal.
Isn't that kind of an irony, though? You got a high school principal, right?
Yeah.
Going to the grown folks nightclub and acting like a child.
Yes. Wow, wow, wow.
That's
good. Hey, speaking of something else that was just totally asinine, East Montgomery Bank got robbed this afternoon.
CB&T on East Chase Parkway. Yes.
Put up suspect wanted, looking for this guy. He's on a motorcycle. The guy robs the bank in a motorcycle jumpsuit with gloves on, a motorcycle helmet with a black face shield, and a pink knapsack. And they're actually like, really? I even replied back to WSFA like, how ridiculous that was.
Hey, let me ask you this, and this is really important. Yes. Is there a reward for this person? If so, where was your brother?
My brother or David's brother?
No, David's brother.
Wow.
Long.
Oh, no.
He didn't hit the bank.
I'm just kidding. Michelle, you got another story. Wow, you still on it?
You got to feed that bulldog.
Yeah. Sophie's expensive.
Sophie's eating out in Hassan home.
Yeah. Michelle, you ready?
Did Comet cause the sun to explode? Recently, NASA's solar observatory caught on camera a comet plunging into the sun and shortly thereafter a massive ejection. Now, this being the second time in recent months of something of this nature happening, some scientists are starting to wonder whether these two events, comet impact and CMEs, are somehow related. In the past, such events have been chalked up to mere coincidence.
Positive injections.
You know, when you see whatever. God, I lost my train.
Wow.
There's a joke there about the massive ejection.
Yeah, nobody wants to touch it right now because Hump touched it.
That was it. There was the joke.
There she blows. She had a massive ejection.
You know, when are they saying that's supposed to reach us?
It won't take but a second.
Hey, that wasn't a she, David.
Uh-oh. Can I get my $20 back?
If you
say it's she and it makes you feel better, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, wow.
Just because it wears a dress doesn't mean it's a woman, baby.
Wow. Can I get change back?
Just because you wear pants don't mean you're a man.
Hush my
Not
mouth.
Necessarily. I guess we can ask Chaz Bono about that.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
whoa.
All right, Michelle, when is it supposed to hit us?
It didn't say.
Is it still a possibility that it could cause some? We could cause some effects here, or is it that time has already passed?
No, I think that it. I think there's still a possibility that it could reach here at some point. Well, I don't know.
It's going. The effects are eventually going to reach here. The question is, I guess it isn't because it depends on where it was aiming whenever it happened, but.
Ooh.
If it's aiming our way, it's going to hit us eventually. It's just whether or not our shielding is going to be able to deflect it.
Yes.
Absorb it.
Well, you know, the solar activity and stuff is just one of many. It's something we've talked about. It deals with a lot going on with 2012, the Mayans and the Hopi and everything else. Kind of makes you wonder. I think there's even supposed to be an asteroid shower this weekend.
You going to go watch it?
Probably not. You know what? We're going to be at our football game.
You want to drive out to my place and sit in the back of the truck with me?
That's what we'll do. We'll sit back and watch it.
You'll beat me mercifully.
Yeah.
Unmercifully.
Yeah, I would.
I bet you if you don't have that DVD ready by this weekend, you get beat.
Look at him.
See, he's trying to stir it up.
He's agging it.
That's just David. See, he's bringing up something that isn't even in question.
See, what's going to happen is on Monday when the DVD don't work, you're supposed to go to work in your second job, and when you walk out of rain, Hump and Trey's going to be sitting in the car and say, "Get in, let's go for a ride."
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing for you to do is just get in the car. We did somebody like that one time. He died a week later. Wow.
Just like incriminating yourself, don't you?
It's not what you know.
Positivity.
Hey, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Really?
Where do we go from there, David? Really?
As a radio show. Just like a lot of stuff we know about David.
Yeah.
We just can't prove it. But you know, we don't want to prove it either.
There's a lot of stuff we don't We don't mess
with Michelle,
what
you got?
Speaking, this is a good time to bring this up. I didn't put the story down, but did you see the story about Nancy Grace going off about Amanda Knox?
No.
She's kind of awesome.
What'd she say?
She was just saying that, you know, that it's shameful, basically, that someone as guilty as her can walk free, that kind of stuff.
They said Amanda Knox is guilty?
That's what Nancy Grace said.
Man, that's ridiculous. Nancy Grace is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, the whole Amanda Knox case is something I hadn't followed that much. The only time it caught my attention is actually the house where the murder occurred. They actually had to pretty much put guards there because there was a cult activity in the house. People were sneaking in doing rituals and stuff there where the murder took place. And when I heard that story, I was like, man, that's pretty weird. And that's where a lot of the other, you know, the darker stuff is kind of hinted around this case a little bit, that it's more, you know, to everything. And so I've kind of watched it. I really hadn't drawn an opinion on it or anything like that. It's something I've kind of waited to see what happens. But I'll tell you, something about it to me personally, just a personal opinion, is just a little sinister. You know, her innocence, something about it's just sinister seeming, the way she looks innocent. You know, not that's guilty. Just a perner. I'm not saying she did it. I don't know the case well enough about it. It's just something about it. I mean, do y'all have any opinions on it or anything? All right.
David's watching.
you know, here's the thing. It all boils back down to Nancy Grace. Always in the media, always in the spotlight, always up front, ratting and raving about stuff that's absolutely asinine. She just does that to sell her ticket.
She pooted on that.
She is a washed-up reporter who's got her own show, who can't dance. She's absolutely ridiculous.
She had tummy issues.
But you know what? She has her own following. You know, a quarter of Americans that love watching her.
Don't your mom like her?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I can't stand her.
You know, Hump and Nancy have something in common.
What's that?
They both pooted in live venues.
Yes.
Because he's done it on this show before.
Yes, he has.
And it's picked up on the mics after I warned him not to.
Yes, and I'll do it again. Because I am American. And I am proud of it.
I'm just going to dust everybody.
Yeah.
Wake up, America.
Golly. Wake up, America.
Michelle, any more stories?
Nope.
Of course. Is that not all you have? That's like, it. All this time, that's all you brought to the table. The lady of many titles.
Wow. Everybody.
I gave you more than I normally do.
Oh, get down.
Oh.
Well, Jake, you know, we've got some Halloween topics and stuff to kind of talk about. You want to kind of roll to that?
Well, I was going to, I was talking to you guys a little bit about the show before. You wanted to beat me up. And that's
I still want to beat you up.
Do you think Sean has anger issues?
I know you still do. I'm just saying it's before that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Before that occurred. Yeah. The favorite Halloween, October, and fall memories. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember. That?
Okay.
Now, why did you say, do you think I have anger issues?
Do you have anger issues?
Did he ask him if he has anger
issues? No, he asked you, Jake.
I asked you, Jake.
Do I have anger issues?
Jake, I'm fixing to jump up real quick and pound you in your face in about 3 seconds.
You think I have anger
issues. What you need to do, Jake, is open your ears up.
Do I have anger issues?
You can.
Yeah.
You can have them.
You know, you need Xanax.
I mean, you blacked out at McDonald's that one time.
Yeah, you got to calm down.
That was well-founded.
I know. I never said that, you know.
Are you drinking your green teas?
I really hadn't that much lately.
Really?
I hadn't.
I've drank it some. I like them. You have to get the right kinds
Jake,
of them.
Jake, the only thing you need to drink is get the wax out of your ears so you can listen.
Drink to get the wax out of your ears. See, Hump's trying to pick a fight with you today.
I know, he's just...
See, he wants a reason to be mad like my reason to be mad.
I just want to be mad.
He just wants to be mad.
He wants to be mad.
I'm an American, and I want to be mad. How about, you know what, let's jump right on it. How do we elect all these officials?
We're not going there.
We got to go there.
We just addressed the topic. Oh, Halloween. Your favorite October?
You just
Halloween?
Honestly derailed me.
You know what? I really can relate to this because this is absolutely the truth. And I did read it when you sent the email out. And you know, I thought about that, Sean. The favorite time of the year is now because I can remember when we was in junior high school at this time, you have the fair that rolls around.
Yeah.
You were wearing your Letterman's jacket. You were going to the fair. We were going to the concerts. We were going to the hayrides. Everybody in your neighborhood was all hanging out together and every weekend you had something going on all the way to Halloween. It's just the absolute greatest time of the year.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken is on regular rotation on TV again.
TBS has got it every other day. It's just absolutely the greatest time of the year.
You know, I brought this up to Marty about emails to, you know, it would be cool to do a Halloween event at Bonavista again, another one, but do it a preteen one.
Yeah.
Where what happens is they all come to Bonavista, they'll have popcorn, and we will watch the movie Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Yes.
We'll have an intermission and afterwards, and we would answer questions about the movie. We would answer questions about ghost hunting. We'll have a tour throughout the house, and that's the teen night. I think that would be so much fun to talk about. I love that movie.
Like, someone would ask, Don Knotts is really dorky. How did he ever have children? And you say, well, actually, Don Knotts plowed quite a lot of fields and was a regular at the Playboy Mansion.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Don Knotts was a player.
Really? I didn't know that.
He was freaky deaky.
How many kids did they end up... He had a bunch of kids.
Don Knotts is... Didn't he have renowned like four? For that, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not sure on this, but I think he did have four children.
And it just meant you're like, wow.
I'm impressed with Don Knotts.
It's surprising. He's like up there... Almost with that dude from Hogan's Heroes.
God, no, he was a freak.
He's almost there.
The lieutenant, the guy that was the head of Hogan's Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actor. That's a horrible subject to go on. But yeah, I've always said that. That would be an excellent thing to do is show a horror movie at Buena Vista and kind of do that. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. I would really enjoy that.
But I see your point on why you're doing it, though, for the pre-10 teens. To give them actually something to do that's safe in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
And that's what the community needs.
And it's a chance we'll talk about ghost hunting. We'll talk about the spiritual world. We'll talk about the movie. And I think it'll be a good time and it'll be a fun thing to do. And it would go for a good cause. And I think that's something we can look into. I just think that would be a lot of fun. And, you know, we even need to do another Halloween show and do a little more stuff. We had done a lot of things this year, you know.
Halloween show would be really nice. You know, I think, isn't Halloween on like a Tuesday or Monday or something?
I think so.
Tuesday.
Yep. Is it a Tuesday this
Tuesday
year?
Tuesday this year.
Even if we do a Ustream show.
It's something. It's all, because, you know, it's kind of that day, you know, I always want to, because it seems like more and more, and I was actually going to end up sending you a blog for this.
Yeah.
That people are just homogenizing the crap out of Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if my parents took me to a church to get candy, I would be severely disappointed.
Yeah.
You got to go to the neighborhood. Maybe a neighborhood you know, but come on. I mean,
get out and walk and do fun things. You know what I thought would be fun and kind of cool is for somebody to get a video camera.
Oh, no.
And video our entire Halloween experience. I think that would be fun and put it all together.
I thought you were going to go with... And then we dressed David up as a giant baby.
No, no, no. Okay. No, I'm saying, honestly, you know how we're so busy? We got Y102, somebody a video, and pretty much make a little
Halloween video
of what we've done this year. All the behind the scenes. With Hunk complaining about the tent, how the event will actually go on. Angel walking off the porch. Something that's going to happen. It would be fun
to watch.
Excellent
is what that would be.
Yep. Michelle?
I didn't know if David sent this to anybody else, but he did tell me today what his Halloween costume was going to be.
Oh, no.
What is your Halloween costume going to be, David?
It's going to be Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
I'm going as Goldilocks. I'm going as a girl.
Well, you know that...
You're not even going to know who I am. I'm going to be so hot.
You know that...
I am hot right now.
That begs the question for me to ask you. It's a loaded question. Who are your three bears? And if you look at
Sean,
me and Scott,
and Jake.
No.
I will be my three. Y'all can be my three honey bears.
You know as well as I know. When your girl outfit comes on, we go far away. That's your other world that we don't want to be a part of. And when your dark side world shows up to our world, it's a bad place. Yeah. It's the equivalent of what's going to happen in 2012 when that other side interacts with this side. That's pretty much when your secret life gets involved in ours. It's nasty.
I'm hell bent for leather.
Yeah, yeah. That's when bed sheets got to be changed.
Burnt. They have to be burned. And towels sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of bad things going on.
Yes.
So you're going to be Goldilocks.
Yes.
Why?
Well, why Goldilocks?
You know, there's a bunch of different things I'm thinking about. You know, basically, you're just going to have to show up to Buena Vista to see what I do.
Now, I'm going to...
The entire weekend is going to be out of control.
Since we're on the subject, and Sean, don't look over here and cheat.
Yeah.
You already have.
No, hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you guys think the number one Halloween costumes for kids are this year?
Tell us.
Oh, I got it.
It is...
And don't look over here.
I'm not.
I actually know this.
Go ahead.
Lady Gaga costumes.
That's one of them, but it's like number 10. Oh. It's not in the top 5.
I got it. The green guy with the
Green Lantern, I think, is number 1.
Yep, the great the movie.
Yeah, Holly, what you got?
Captain America.
Yeah, he's number 2.
Yep.
What about the guy from Scream?
No, I don't. That's not in here.
What's number 3, Jake?
Thor.
Thor.
Number 4 is vampires.
Vampires. Vampires always come back.
And then the Smurfs. So I guess a lot of kids are going to get beat up.
Yeah.
Well, Smurfs come out this year.
I know, but still, it's a Smurf.
But you got to think little kids, though.
I mean, like, if they're real little.
You know, 5, 6.
Yeah, where, like, other kids aren't going to be like, wow, the Smurfs is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
No, the other costumes are probably preteens.
I had to worry about, you know, I guess I was in that last generation where you actually had to worry about getting beat up.
It's funny that the Lady Gagas are just such popular.
It's funny how that's the first thing you thought of. Because you thought about, I would like to look like Lady Gaga.
And all her little monsters.
He's going to wear a meat dress.
All her little monsters.
Oh, wow.
Y'all are so wild and crazy.
Is that really what it is Lady Gaga, but you're just telling everybody come here. Goldilocks?
Hold on. Come here.
Oh, God. Okay. He's going back to the donkeys.
I'm petting my donkey.
You keep petting that donkey, you're going to go blind and get hair on your palms.
Wow. No, all jokes aside, I really don't know what I'm going to do, so you have to buy your ticket early and come on out is all I can say. Also, I really hope the New Orleans trip's coming soon. Oh, I've gotten a lot of emails. Oh, don't know, Lord. How about get on Facebook? Don't know, Lord me. Get on Facebook.
Yeah, where's all these
a lot
emails?
Of people want to show. I'll send them to you. I correspond with people every day, all day long.
He just
long.
Wants to be mad at me.
Yeah, he really wants to instigate a butt whoop.
Doesn't he?
He does. Holly, what you got?
I tell you what. During the break, I'll let y'all battle it out. And then I'll take the bets.
Now Holly's trying to get Jake whipped.
Holly's wanting to make a dollar. Holly's talking about, I'm taking all the bets at the break. I mean, you're promoting us now.
And I'm not even instigating it this time.
I haven't said a word.
I usually smart mouth it up.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Jake's like.
That.
So what is y'all's favorite Halloween memory? I mean, not all this. What is your favorite Halloween memory? The one that stands out?
Man, it's the whole. I'm all.
You don't have one at the entire time.
None.
It's really hard. When we used to go in high school to all the hayrides.
Got his leg affected.
Me and my brother and all my cousins, my granddaddy would put us on the back of the pickup with, you know, the hay and the whole nine yards. We would do the trick or treat thing. Then we would always have to go through. Greenwood Cemetery.
Yeah.
And then he would, you know, turn the lights off, and he would make us all get out and knock on the mausoleums.
Yeah.
And he would drive off and leave us.
Yeah.
I mean, just the scary, you know, stuff like, you know, knocking and running and being, you know, 6 or 7.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, but really. Wow.
You never did that?
Holly, that is
anybody
very
else
creepy.
Thinking about calling the police?
Yeah. I mean, really? I was absolutely thinking the same thing. That creeped
me
out a little bit.
That's what we used
Let's
to
go
do.
Knock on the mausoleum.
You know what my favorite Halloween memory is? You know the one Halloween memory that stands out?
Which one?
And you know, it involves an attorney for a prominent law firm. It involves a lady, a girl that's now a prominent member of the city of Montgomery's office. Well, actually, we all grew up in the same neighborhood, and it was Halloween night. Her mother worked at night as a nurse. And her mother actually caught a ride to work that night, so the car was parked there.
Oh, no.
I was 15. No, I was 14. None of us could drive. And the guy that's an attorney was one of the kids. So we thought it would be a good idea is to go by their house and take their car. We wasn't going to steal it and joyride. We was going to steal it and hide the car around the block. So what we did was somehow get the car keys out of the house. We crank it up, get it on the road, and we get ready to pull out. We did. The prominent attorney, we was leaving him, so he takes off running. And a guy by the name of Justin was driving. We piled in this white car. You remember that, huh?
Yeah.
And Matt took off running.
Oh, no.
Jumps on the hood of the car. When it did, Justin hit the gas. His face hit the front windshield. And when he looked back at us, his front teeth was gone. So we just got out of the car and took off running.
Happy Halloween.
Left the car in the middle of the road.
Happy Halloween.
Nobody could drive.
Wow.
No.
Good times.
Yeah.
That was a fun Halloween memory.
You know, all these prominent people now, they should really think about their roots.
Yeah, you know, your roots is what it's all about.
You should always come think about your roots, where you come from.
Yeah, and you know what else about Halloween that stands out? And you know, I would go to my state a lot with my aunt and uncle, and I'm terrified of people that would put stockings over their face. And every Halloween, we'd go in Highland Gardens to the cemetery in the middle of the neighborhood near the trail you'd cut through. And every year that he would have this guy by the name of Kenny Lucky to hide and jump out of the tree with a stocking on his face. And it would terrify me. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to happen. And that still stands out to me. And it still scares me today when somebody puts a stocking over their face. It's scary.
Later tonight, I'm going to pretend like I left.
And I would literally beat the fire out of you.
You'd probably just shoot me.
Yeah.
It might be worth it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
To see.
Oh, I do. That is very, very scary. I hate that look. Well, that's the memory stands out. Michelle, do you have any?
I was thinking. I don't, you know, there's not really one thing that stands out to me. It's just, I just remember always getting really excited this time of the year when, you know, like in
the
Midwest.
Well, this is a big pagan holiday for your family.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's all hallowed.
What about y'all's anniversary?
Do y'all go out racing brooms and stuff?
Hey, if I can't get butt hurt, you can't get butt hurt either.
It's in the air tonight.
Wow. It's y'all's anniversary. Isn't that sweet?
Now you and Hump's going to get your coven after me.
Look
now,
at
aren't
that.
You?
You see David still stirring the pot?
Yeah, I know.
If the broom fits, wear it.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. You know, well, what's in the air tonight?
I don't know why everybody's so ill. I'm happy to be pagan Christian.
You're a pagan Christian. Are you kidding me?
Yes,
you're sitting there grabbing your genitalia.
Is that a
tearing my couch up talking about a pagan Christian.
Just stirring the pot tonight, wanting to see a fight. Don't care who it's between.
It don't matter. Y'all are so wild and crazy. I love this radio show. And you know what? If you love it, tell a friend.
There you go.
Go to SeanSellers.com, sign the guest book. Check us out every Wednesday.
Get a copy of our book.
Get a copy of the book. Let people know how good it is.
Go ahead, Michelle. I'm sorry.
I forgot.
Oh, you're done now.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Wow.
The butt hurt flows through that.
Wow. Man. So what's the thing with your coven and stuff, Hump, for Halloween? What do y'all do special?
It's exciting times.
Is it to get naked?
It's the...
We smash up a bunch of grapes.
I mean, it's really cleansing time. It's cleaning, you know, you're cleaning your closets. You know, it's almost like a...
We go take poops and pumpkin bits.
It's the summer going into the fall and the change of the earth and change of the everything. It's just a changing season. You know, we go from summer to fall to winter. And it's exciting times. And October is just such a great time anyway. Not only if you're business-minded, from being spiritual-minded, business-minded, family-minded, you know, it don't matter where you come from, what genre you are, what race you are, October is just a great month.
So do y'all think, do you have something first, Holly? What are you going to say?
I was just going to ask Hump, so what's in your closet?
Well, I don't think we want to know.
Boas, lots of boas and pretty things.
A few men.
Oh, God.
Yes, honey bears.
Hey, oh, God. Hey, let me ask, do y'all think Halloween causes a more paranormal activity? Do you think it's just more activity during Halloween or not? What do y'all think, Holly?
I do, just for the fact that, you know, everybody's into their energy is with the, you know, the Halloween, the getting dressed up as scary costumes, scaring people. I mean, just the whole feeling of it.
You know, it is and it isn't. You're absolutely right. But if you believe in thought creates, absolutely, because you have a whole bunch of people in this world that are thinking different thoughts and creating different emotions and feelings for Halloween. So if the thought creates this chaos and paranormal activity, absolutely. But spiritually minded, it shouldn't. But it does.
You know what here we're going to dork out a tad bit. You know, with all the cases we worked and where we've at and what we're doing, I think it's almost to the point too, Halloween, you know, we all have a consciousness, a higher consciousness that we're trying to reach. We're all got a spiritual body, a spiritual motor. And inside ourselves, it's almost like it's a little egg, a spiritual egg. And a lot of us gets that egg cracked at this time of year. We're pretty much where we open up to things. We start exploring things. And that's why, you know, you almost see a heightening activity starting in Halloween, and it leads to Christmas when people drink a lot, when they get depressed, the holidays, emotions, New Year's, and then you pretty much see it kind of rise, and it starts to go down after January.
I can see that.
It's pretty much kind of kicks off
the string of holidays there.
Yes, it fires it up, mm-hmm. And it just seems like it's just where it's been.
I call it the fourth quarter. October, November, December is always, to me, the fourth quarter. Whether you're in business or you're absolutely right.
Is that what you call it, or your boys that you're grabbing when you talk to me?
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, my God.
Email me.
Scott, are you uncomfortable next to him? Are you seeing what I see? I don't know what to think. I'm kind of appalled.
He's counting them. He's got to make sure they're there.
One, two, three. Yeah, good.
I'm just holding. No, I mean, seriously. I mean, you're absolutely right. People go into this change of changing and cleansing in October. They
Scott
go into
said, as long
December.
As you don't check mine.
No, I mean, check this out. Y'all are missing the huge point.
Yes. No, we're not. We're trying to avoid saying that point, whatever is happening over there. I'm hiding behind the computer.
Oh, I'm done. It's like a train wreck. But, I mean, wow.
Is it like a train wreck, huh?
I mean, here's the thing. It goes back to this.
Train cars and cabooses everywhere.
If the thought creates and you let yourself get depressed around Christmas, like, you should try not to be depressed, but it happens to a lot of Americans. But also, I see a lot of Americans going into debt these next 3 months. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Everybody's going into debt for 3 months to try to get out of their debt by January to go into the first quarter, to where all the money in America has been dumped, and you're thinking the government's going to give you a tax check by the middle of January? That's where Americans are losing the battle, yeah. Because we're spending money. October, they want you. These retailers, Halloween should not be such a global, and it's a holiday now. You know what? There's Christmas stuff up in Rite Aids right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything for a dollar. We're a huge capitalist country, and everything is about money. And like I said, I call this the fourth quarter because retailers are trying to get every dollar out of you. The fair's trying to get dollars. And people will go into depression by December because of that. Because especially if you're a young family with kids, you're going to do everything you can for these kids to get them ready for Christmas. And then yourselves, and then your family, then the new year. But you're banking on tax checks by January. So it's an emotional roller coaster. Because people right now have been, it's been hot all summer long. They're miserable. The cool weather starts coming in. October starts coming in. Family starts coming in. Fall starts coming in where you can do stuff with your families. You can open the windows up. You do. You cleanse your homes. You cleanse yourself. You get spiritually ready individually for this fourth quarter coming in. If you're not careful and you get twisted by the deceptions of retail and the deceptions of spending your money and just everything that's out there, you start going into an individual spiral. And it's paranormal. And I absolutely believe all of that. That's just my opinion on it.
That reminds me of one of the favorite things I had about my old job. This is going to switch the gears a little. Like David was doing a little bit ago. He's changing gears.
Yes. Driving stick. Yeah. His own stick.
Yes. Wow.
Now, you know, we had Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
It's, I think it's some sort of law, something, you know, banks can't be closed on Black Friday. So I always had to work the day after Thanksgiving. Now, UPS didn't pick up, so we couldn't work. We really didn't have much in the way of work. So what we always did is everyone would cook something. We'd fry turkeys, do all that, and do nothing for the whole day. People would bring TVs. We'd set up Xbox.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yep.
I miss that.
Well, you know, I've made myself kind of numb to all the seasonal stuff personally. You know, yeah. we've been busy so long with the paranormal. It's just seemed like that's the busy time of the year. We know that's mm-hmm. coming, and to me, October kicks off what we do. We pretty much work full. I worked full force in this field until July. And yeah. then at the end of July, we take a break again. Basically, that's how it worked with us. When we kick it off in October, we run straight on through with the paranormal, doing that, all this stuff, speaking, mm-hmm. investigating, and we don't stop again until probably the end of July.
It usually does that, and like it'll drop off to the last two or three weeks in December, and then yeah. pick back up in January yeah. and you know Christmas and all.
Yeah. And, you know, I use a lot of the Christmas stuff as our writing time, too.
Yeah.
We got a lot done, a lot of little personal travel, a lot of that little stuff. But, I mean, case-wise, it drops off during that time period. But, you know, yeah. for us, it just picks up, and there we go.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask
you. It's true. Spring is probably the busiest time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what about October's sort of busy, but...
What about private cases and individual cases? Do you feel like you do more around January, February than the entire year?
No, I feel like we start in October and we don't stop until with private end of January. Cases, yeah,
cleansings.
Yep.
So there's no it don't really matter.
Now you're talking about cleansings.
Cleansing
picks up normally right after the holidays.
Yeah.
If people want the house cleansed after the holidays, and you cleanse up until February normally.
Yeah, well, a lot it's of about cleansings. Like that.
February, March, something like that. You like know, a lot late of the cleansing.
Winter,
yeah.
Late winter, a lot of cleansing.
Yeah. But right now, we get a lot of private cases, a lot of things like that to work, and your cleansing picks up right after the holidays.
Yep.
After all the family's been in and out of the house, all this
depression,
stuff, depression, all this bills, negativity, we start doing the cleansings and things like bills. That. Yep. So that's when that kind of picks up. So
speaking of bills, I had a very David Humphrey moment on Monday.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I was sitting there about to pay $500 for tires.
Man, oh, really? I wish I could pay $500 for tires.
You just paid $500 on your truck, didn't
paid
you?
Paid $9.
Yeah. For tires?
$900 for tires, and I dropped $500 for brakes last weekend.
You know, you don't have to get super swampers. Just saying.
You know what? I didn't get the...
If you got charged $500 for brakes, I am so sorry for you.
Yeah. Front, back, rotors. Yeah. Really?
Okay,
rotors. Yeah, rotors and that's brakes. That's what did it. Yeah. Yeah.
Rotor's about 100 a piece.
Yeah.
Not good.
You know, I got cheaper tires this time.
Okay.
My BF Goodrich's were $1,250.
When you have that.
So I went down to 900.
When you have a truck, them tires is not cheap.
I'm fixing to get me a little small motorcycle.
Kind of like Big Pun.
I'd be whatever.
You got remember me whatever. The Big Pun video at the end when he drove off on the motorcycle? It looked like Grimace riding a, riding a bicycle?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely.
What kind of motorcycle can you get that'll fit big people like us?
A Harley Davidson.
That's about it. Yeah, isn't it?
Big bikes.
That'll be about as much as your truck.
I know. I can't it's worth. Win.
Maybe. No, no. It's
my, let's just carpool.
Carpool?
Yeah. Let's just
carpool. Pick you up?
Yes.
Wow. But you know, man, now we're talking about cars, everything else.
It's cut off subject.
You know, man, y'all done threw me off there.
I know. It's Pride shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Pride shirt.
Rainbows, positivity.
You know what? This Pride shirt, it's our Pride shirt. Got to have pride.
Pride and positivity.
Yes, exactly.
Got old butt hurt Olympus over here.
Yeah. Michelle, you still mad about the pagan joke?
No.
You okay now?
That's yeah, absolutely yes. Bad. That's woman talk for absolutely I
yes.
am.
Yes. Holly, what do you think? What's your intuition? What do you think?
About Michelle?
Yeah. Think she's deterred?
Deterred?
Yeah.
No, I just think she's a little upset.
Is she? So what's the odds of them actually doing a curse on me now?
Ooh.
God. Say about 75-80% surety.
It just went up.
No. See, don't you see the evil eye right now?
Oh, God, don't do the evil eye. Evil eyes is the worst thing that can happen to you.
Tonight, when you least expect it.
Oh, wow.
It's like Holly's planting them seeds.
Yeah, Michelle's going like, to bust out with a stocking over her face.
Man, it would just be one big smack.
Stocking over her face, tampons up her nose.
Oh, God, then I'd throw up.
You'd throw up on her and just hit her?
Yeah. Oh, that is
she'll
bad.
She'll get her Sean Sellers doll out and just put pins here.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Oh, the voodoo doll.
Yes.
She doesn't use a voodoo doll. She's Wiccan.
What does Wiccan use, huh?
I don't know.
I'm not Wiccan.
We don't do all that.
For the record, bottle? I am not Wiccan.
What do you
Wiccan?
Do? We're no, just joking. I know you know. I just know it bothers you.
I don't know.
A witch's bottle is to keep negativity from you and protect your home.
What about if you want to curse somebody?
Yeah, I never do that. That comes back on you tenfold. Why would you even think that?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything karma related comes back to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you wouldn't even think that. That's really ridiculous for people to even do that.
So, to do what? Curse somebody?
Yes.
Curse somebody?
Why curse somebody when I can just cuss you out? Because I'm American.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Man. Oh, how much time is it break before we get on the subject?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Man. Well, hey, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
So we've got 3 minutes. What's your other favorite Halloween things to do?
Halloween things to do. I've always liked the Halloween movies that would come on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get movies that time of year. You don't get any time else. Like, they'll do, like, The Exorcist and good campy movies like Army of Darkness and Poltergeist and, you know, all those. What's your favorite Halloween movie? You can't say Ghost of Mr. Chicken because we already did.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. You know my favorite Halloween movie? You know,
Harvey.
Huh?
I said Harvey.
That's not a Halloween movie, though. I like Harvey a lot. I like Harvey a lot. You know, I don't know, man. There's so many.
You're not really a scary movie guy. So.
I'm not. So that kind of...
It doesn't have to be scary. I mean, just stuff they play. I mean, around Halloween.
You know what I like? Is you remember the Don Knotts, Tim Conway movie where they went to the big house?
Private Eyes.
Yeah, Private Eyes.
I love that movie.
I like that movie. What you got, Holly?
I like The Omen.
Really? The original?
I guess. I didn't
know. I mean, there's two. There's a remake that was more recent, and there's a...
It's probably the recent one then.
Where, like, the kid was evilly making the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Is that the newer one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one.
I like the X-Files.
Was, like, in the 70s. Yeah, I've been trying to watch all those.
I love the X-Files. Michelle, what do you have?
I just was wondering if anybody here remembers my favorite Halloween movie or show.
Gonna miss your ways, your sin, your smell, your smile, in anxious attempt to let you know. Dancing on the roof of some cartoon show, but in an instant I give it all right back. So keep your choice.